Yeah, so I was actually pretty hungover that day, and my A&R lady was saying we need like a love yourself, you know, like that Bieber, that Justin Bieber song. We need like a big love song, and I was like, oh my god, I hate getting briefed. I don't like when people brief me. So I was like, I'm hungover. Let me just get to the studio and make this song. I'll think about that reference, and I guess it had the simplicity in the storytelling, and you know, of that. But it had so much more. It told a story. No chorus was the same. And I came with that idea, and I basically, a lot of the lyrics, like I said before, just wrote themselves. It was a story, and every line like just kind of came to us.
Uh-huh.
You know, Neil would chip in with a word, and Steve would chip in, and but again, I felt like I was just talking from, first of all, the first verse is from personal experience, the second verse is where I'd like to be, you know, where anyone would like to be, which is with their soulmate, with kids and wife or whatever, or husband, and that was really easy. Maybe the easiest song I've ever written, and I never thought it would be a single. I thought it would just be an album track, you know, just an easy listening album track. I knew it was special and that people would relate to it, but
now
it was just an easy song to do.
Now, in the first verse, you've got that line, which I think really stands out, is, I held your hair back when you were throwing up. Does that actually happen?
Yeah, it did happen, yeah. I've been in love before, and it's always, for me, it's always happened in an unorthodox way, you know, it just kind of happened, and there was that time when, you know, it happened, like I said, we had a few too many drinks, and you're looking after a girl, and she wanted to, you know, I just looked after her, and I knew I loved her at that time.
Okay, and then later in the song, there's another really good line, which I saw some interview that you did earlier, says one of your favorite lines, which is, I want to live with you even when we're ghosts. And so that's a special haunting kind of line. And did you, you know, how'd you think of that?
Well, that's actually, that line was a line that I wrote months after the original song was written. We needed a breakdown part for the song. Because previously it just went into a kind of an instrumental section.
Right.
And when I got with the executive producer, we felt like it needed a moment to breathe.
Right.
And I needed to say something profound, another kind of half verse.
Right.
And again, it just came out. I mean, I wish I had like some metric mathematical theory for it, but again, it just came out. I said, I want to live with you even when we're ghosts. And I felt like that was the most profound thing I could say.
Okay.